We are live, I believe.
We are live.
Happy
Don't say
Wednesday
it.
Morning.
Okay.
We are a few hours out from the election. Yes, that is happening. And we are effective meltdown. Quite tired today.
Yeah.
Say that.
Quite angry.
Mm-hmm.
Quite emotional. But we're kind of happy today because we have a guest on.
Mm-hmm.
Isla, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hey, y'all. I'm Isla.
Went in with the y'all.
Well, okay. I'm from Kentucky, so, you know, gotta represent. Just slipped out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, do you have a fun fact about yourself?
A fun fact? I guess being from Kentucky is kind of a fun fact.
That is a fun fact.
Yeah, I'm from Louisville. Mm-hmm. I say it like Louisville, so there you go.
A native, so I guess this is the only correct way to pronounce it.
Yes, right. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So, I guess, Ivan, do you want to describe what little game we're playing today?
So we're playing a game today. To be honest, vibes were supposed to be higher.
Mm-hmm.
I slept about 2 hours last night. But I think in a more perverse way, this could actually be pretty good.
Yeah.
Because for the game, we'll be more erratic with our attitude from last night.
Mm-hmm. We need some catharsis.
Definitely.
We do need some catharsis. Maybe some stupidity. But yeah, so the game is, we kind of just formulated this thing where we wanted to, all right, so when you're listening to music, you know, I feel like it's frowned upon to say, oh, this makes me feel blank, right? And that's kind of like been the whole basis of the show, and to a certain extent it is, and, yeah, so we wanted to know, what kind of absurd situations could we put ourselves in?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that, and what would we listen to? And how absurd can we make these situations to stretch the absurdity of the music that we can think of?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So I came up with some crazy ones. Isla hopefully came up with some crazy ones.
I got some silly ones, I'd say.
Silly.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that. Will, do you wanna start us off?
I guess I'll start us off. Disclaimer: we're gonna be giving each other one song to think about our answer. So then the song that immediately plays after is not our answer, but the song following that is.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, and you have to address it to one person.
Yes.
Yeah.
Got it.
So I guess I will start. Addressing this to Ivan.
Okay.
You're sitting in the passenger seat of a car with your friend driving. Your friend speeds up, and with time, the car is traveling well over the posted speed limit of the interstate highway you are on. You look to your left, and all you see is your friend staring pensively through the windshield, unresponsive to your words. You're now traveling 120 miles an hour.
Oh, if I look at... Sorry, I didn't catch. Did you say passenger seat?
Yes, you're in the passenger seat.
My mind. I was looking over to the left, and I was like, "Oh wait, he's driving."
You're like already in the position thinking that.
Okay,
yeah.
We're gonna give Ivan a song to think about his answer. Hopefully, you are thinking of a song that you could play as well. Let's get into some music.
Thank you. It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair. But her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go. But her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a sad thing for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to flow. Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a sad, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be writ again as I ask you to vote.
And we are back after a 2-song waiting period.
It's only supposed to be one.
It's only supposed to be one. Something happened.
Yep, and we're having technical difficulties. And actually, this is very embarrassing because Isla's here.
That's okay.
And maybe no one's listening. Yeah.
Maybe no one is.
It's cool to see your friends and see how they deal with crisis.
In our natural environment.
Yeah.
High stress situation.
It's okay, yeah. We're kind of all there.
I feel, yeah, unnatural. So we're hoping we fix the problem, but I have my song.
You have your song.
Very exciting.
Once again, the situation was basically you're sitting in the passenger seat of a car and your friend all of a sudden is now going like 130 miles an hour and they are unresponsive to your calls for help.
There you go.
Yeah, it's a bad one. Yeah. You ready to go into it? You guys are going to love it.
We're ready to go into it. I don't want to know what it is before I hear it.
Yeah, no.
Let's go into it. Ready?
Yep.
Enjoy the song.
Microphones are up.
We are once again back dealing with more technical difficulties.
This is comical. It's comical how bad the last 8 hours has gotten.
Yeah. Don't necessarily know what's happening. Maybe the cord that we're supposed to be using is a little busted, but we're all a little sad right now.
I think even the computer a little bit.
Okay. Anyways, I'll talk to Isla in the meantime.
Sure, I'd love to talk to you, Will.
How are you feeling? How are you feeling after the election?
You know, I've been better. I was thinking that I said that my fun fact is that I'm from Kentucky. I think it might be a little less fun today, but you know, yeah.
No, you're good. Just screw up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a big watch party at my off-campus house.
Mm-hmm.
There was vibes were pretty low at points.
For sure.
I had to go to sleep early because I was coming here.
Yeah.
But this is really the first election that I've, you know, a cognizant human for. Although 2020, I guess I was still 16 years old at that point.
Sure, yeah.
Maybe I necessarily didn't find myself then. So it was a super interesting atmosphere. I was in particular super super what's the word? I thought it was super, I don't know. It was definitely dystopian, watching like, mm-hmm. not even about the, like the election results, just like it was all consuming, the
just
election.
The environment. Yeah.
Yeah. The environment is a little weird. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I think campus is going to be a little down today in general.
For sure.
I'm
thinking about,
mm-hmm. We'll see.
All the classes I'm in,
yeah.
That I'll be going to today.
No, sorry, the dongle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
The general vibe of those classes, you know, the kinds of people that take the kinds of classes that I take are, mm-hmm. are definitely not going to be having a good day.
For sure, for sure.
So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely, you know, you say the... being cognizant for this one,
mm-hmm.
it definitely feels different being an actual adult-ish,
yeah,
versus a middle schooler or a high schooler,
mm-hmm.
like I was the last two times.
Yeah. Anyway.
Can you turn up the aux one?
Still having technical difficulties. Anyways.
Oh.
Yeah. We're super sorry for this. Don't necessarily know what's happening. Yeah. In the meantime, we are going to turn on the DJ that does not speak, automation. Super sorry for this. But sometimes this is just how it goes. Once again, super sorry.
Thank you.
Outside labyrinthian over cracks along under the trees. I know this town grounded in a compass, cardinal landing in the dogwood. I keep going over it over and over. My steps iterate my shame. How come every outcome such a come down? Lately afternoon with the shades drawn down. Kept saying I just wanna see it. Saying what's wrong with that? Needle shaking outlines in a compass. Every outcome such a come down. I knew it when I saw it. So I did just what I wanted. So saw your boyfriend at the Port Authority, sort of fucked up place. Well, so I averted my stride on a quick one. It's coming back from going over your place, huh? I feel like I could forget about it. I feel like I could mellow out. I don't feel undone in a big way. There's nothing really bad to be upset about. When I thought I was getting better, up on the ground, an appointment or disappointment, set back on the come down. As if I needed a reminder, oh, I do only what I wanna. So walking out in the nighttime, springtime, needling my way home. I saw Leah on the bus a few months ago. I saw some old friends at her funeral. My Steps keep splitting my grief through these solipsistic moods. I should call my parents when I think of them. Should tell my friends when I love them. Maybe I should have gone out a bit more. When you guys are still in town, I got too caught up in my own shit. It's how every outcome such come down.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Look at looking at you, watching the shriveled flower you bloomed. I feel it too, inside the gray light of my room. Am I just like you?
Stuck to my fingers, I've put
We are back once again. So we were having some pretty major technical difficulties.
Can't get it.
And we apologize for that. I feel like I let you all down.
Yeah, no, you did. But it's okay. It's okay, Will. I forgive you. By the way, Will did not do anything wrong. Mm-hmm. It just seems like his aux port is broken.
That's how it goes. But
you get to it.
Mm-hmm. What we want to do for you is continue the show, and Ivan wants to play a song.
That's true, and we think we figured out how to continue the show. So, Will, you gave your scenario.
Should we recap the scenario?
Yep. So here's where it is. You're sitting in your friend's car, and you look to the left, and they're nodding off, or they're just staring blankly ahead, right? Not nodding off.
Yes. So
they're obviously
out,
thinking
out the side window.
Out the side window.
Yeah. They're obviously they're staring pensively through the
straight.
Yes, through the windshield.
And then they've accelerated till they've gotten to 120. Is that it?
Yeah, yeah, yes, yes.
120 is not even that bad. I've been 110 in my Prius.
The figure.
I had 105 with my.
The figure is not the.
Do that.
Well, maybe I'm just not extreme. The figure is not important. It's just enough to make you feel uneasy and that you may die.
Okay, so 160.
If you're a daredevil.
No. Okay. yeah, so you look to your left and your friend's going 160 staring pensively through the windshield. And so I have my song, but before we give my song, we also we need another one given. So
yes. Cool.
Isla, do you want to go?
Because, yeah, sure. Cuz
I don't know where my phone is. Oh, it's right there.
All right. So I think this is probably going to be a little shift. Uh-huh. And then energy from that scenario.
Okay.
A little sillier. So you're walking down the street with your sister when she's crushed by a piano falling from a second story window, like we're in a cartoon. But she doesn't die. She just becomes two dimensional, like Flat Stanley. And she's just walking around like that. And that's your life now.
Will, that's all you.
Will,
this,
yeah.
This is addressed to me.
This is addressed, okay. Yes, sorry, this is
okay,
addressed to
but
Will.
First, my song, because it's my
song.
World.
Ready? We hope you enjoy. Mystery song. Let's do this.
I'm not here. This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford's 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.